Hello and welcome to Secrets of Organ Playing podcast.
This is a show dedicated to helping you become a better organist.
We're your hosts, Vidas Pinkevičius
and Ušra Motuzaitė Pinkevičienė.
We have over 25 years of experience of playing the organ.
And we've been teaching thousands of organists online from 89 countries since 2011.
So now let's jump in and get started with the podcast for today.
We hope you'll enjoy it.
Hi guys, this is Vidas.
And Ušra.
Let's start episode 704 of Secrets of Organ Playing podcast. This question was sent by Leo. And he writes, good morning. Which of your studies do you recommend for learning repertoire within a short period of time? Thanks, Leo. So, Ušra, probably Leo needs to learn more repertoire within a week, maybe for his liturgical organ playing or other responsibilities, but he doesn't have a lot of time.
Yes, so...
So, he needs shortcuts, right?
Well, do you think it's possible to do things in shortcuts?
I don't think so, yeah. I'm just trying to refresh my memory from all the courses that I have or we have posted in a Total Organist training folder. But I don't think there is any shortcut like this. If, for example, of course, sight reading helps. If you are a really good sight reader, you could learn repertoire quicker or faster.
Well, I think if you would be a good sight reader and if you would be experienced organist, you wouldn't ask probably similar questions.
Exactly.
And so what I you know, get the feeling from this question that skills are not high enough and you still need to do something in a short time, but that's not how things works. My best advice would be just choose, you know, very easy repertoire, very easy pieces. At your level, your playing level, or even easier. But if you want to work on substantial repertoire, you know, and to be ready in short time, it's only possible if you already have a good baggage, you know, lots of pieces that you played in the past and you want to repeat them, you know, then it's possible if you are, you know, a really advanced organist.
That's true. For example, if Leo looks at our Secrets of Organ Playing store, he could find collections basically categorized according to the difficulty level. Beginning level, basic level, intermediate level, and an advanced level. So I don't know if his level is beginner's level or basic level, but certainly not intermediate level. So he could look at these sections and discover some options for himself.
Yes, because no, if there would be a secret short. Cut. I think everybody would have discovered it by now. And it would be not a secret anymore. And we all would learn, you know, hard stuff and difficult pieces in like just a week already.
And that's true. And when I look at our organ sight reading master course, it's a 40-week course plus 7 weeks of bonus material for legato playing. So basically 47 weeks, you are sight reading very, very thoroughly, spending quality time on the organ. And it's still very difficult course. Yeah, very, very strenuous activity. You have to commit for 47 weeks. It's probably almost a year, right? It's almost a year. So
really, if you want, you know, to play organ or any other musical instrument and you want to do it well and be able to play repertoire at least, you know, medium in difficulty or advanced, you need to put a lot of effort into it and a lot of hours. There is no shortcuts in things like these. Of course, there might be, you know, like, I could give you some advice how to learn a piece, you know, faster. The tricky thing is you need to take it and to analyze it right away. And if you know how good your technique is or how bad and what it's harder for you, what it's easier for you, then you analyze that piece in terms of the technical difficulty as well. And right away you will have to start working on the difficult spots. Not play it from the beginning to the end all the time. That might save you some time.
I also have a suggestion for the type of repertoire to study. A lot of people, when they start playing the organ, they know of a handful of classical composers, like Bach, maybe some romantic composers.
Bach's D minor toccata, Vidor's toccata, yes.
Yes. And, well, some might know more, obviously, because they listen to the music more. But still, it's the classical works, standard repertoire. And these works are rather difficult to play for average beginner student. It's definitely too difficult to play for beginners in general, but if you have, let's say, a decent piano technique and you start to play Bach's D minor toccata, it's still too difficult when you get to the fugal section.
But, for example, if you need a lot of, you know, new repertoire for, let's say, service playing, yes, then it's easier because there are now many, many contemporary religious composers who, you know, compose music specifically for the church purposes. For services.
Exactly. I was going to suggest that instead of looking for classical pieces, Baroque pieces or Romantic pieces, people would look at contemporary stuff. Sometimes harmonium pieces from the Romantic period might be accessible as well. They don't have obbligato pedal part. They could be played with manuals only. It's possible, but more often than not, as Osha says, contemporary composers pay attention to the difficulty level that majority of church organists have, and in generally speaking, it's not very difficult level, right? So it could be quite interesting music. Let's say if you look at what composers like, I don't know, Philean Bio writes. Sometimes we write also a similar level of pieces also. Not necessarily religious music, not sacred, but let's say meditations with a solo voice in the right hand, like James Michael Stevens writes. It's very, very accessible, and it could be effective for some part of meditative music as well.
But his music, I don't think, is suitable for the church because it's, you know,
it's not based on hymns.
Yes, it's not secret. So it's really very secular. In its titles especially, too.
There are some exceptions to that, yes. Where you could... He has collection called cantabiles, right? You could select some cantabiles. And cantabiles is a general title, which could work for offertory or communion. But right, Osha, he is more secular composer.
And of course, we don't know what, you know, what
Leo.
Leo, you know, needs. Is he going to prepare a recital program or, you know, like free program? Or is he a church musician? So we are just talking whatever we can think of.
Yes. So probably the best... The suggestion would be to start improving your sight reading skills right away and music theory and harmony, as Osha said, but also the same...
I haven't said that yet, but yes, you need to, yes.
She thinks about that.
Yes, if you are strong in the music theory, then, you know, the sight reading and learning new music, it's much easier.
It's a different kind of sight reading, because you're not reading notes only, you're reading entire textures and you're making sense of those textures. You know how the piece is put together while you're just glancing at the score, and it's, you know, revealed in front of you. It's like the meaning behind the music is quite clear to you, what composer did there. Not only wrote a bunch of notes, which happened to sound nice, but how they are connected, right? But you need theory and harmony knowledge for that. And of course, choose contemporary collections. Majority of pieces for solo right hand would fit in that category.
And of course, if you have quite good technique, you know, and quite good knowledge of music theory, you could also improvise. That would expand your repertoire as well.
It's probably even more difficult than just playing contemporary repertoire, right? It's entirely different.
Because you need to develop skills for any of these things that we have talked. And it all takes time. So if you want to be famous or, you know, to make lots of money, don't play the organ. You will never be that.
Leon didn't say that.
I know, but yes, or but I it's just generic observation. Because, you know, in this field of study, there is no shortcuts, really. I wish there would be some. It would be so much easier.
Yeah, it's all hard work and quite unrecognized work. And you work in solitude. People don't see you unless the organ is in front of the church. So you don't get recognition.
Of course, you know, some people are more gifted from, you know, the nature, from the birth, than others. And for some people it might, you know, came faster naturally. But still, even those people need, you know, to develop some sort of technique and have knowledge. And have to practice daily and regularly.
Okay, that's what we do too, every day.
Yes, every day.
Even if we are not preparing for, let's say, organ recitals, which normally we have once a month on different types of instruments, different programs, we also keep up with our recording sessions, growing our YouTube channels, which requires constant practice and sight reading and polishing new pieces too.
Yes.
To stay ahead of the pack, to stay relevant and helpful to other people. Thank you guys. This was Vidas.
And Usha.
Please send us more of the questions. We love helping you grow. And remember, when you practice,
miracles happen.
This podcast is supported by Total Organist, the most comprehensive organ training program online.
It has hundreds of courses, coaching and practice materials for every area of organ playing, thousands of instructional videos and PDFs. You will not find more value anywhere else online.
Total Organist helps you to master any piece, perfect your technique, develop your sight reading skills, improvise or compose your own music, and much, much more.
Sign up and begin your training today at organduo.lt and click on Total Organist. And of course, you will get the first month for free too. You can cancel anytime.
If you need one-on-one coaching, you can check out our page on Buy Me a Coffee platform.
Find out more at buymeacoffee.com/organduo.